Hello, this is Ron Risman at CameraTown.com. Today is Saturday, May 9th, and today and tomorrow I'm going to go over iPhone apps for photography that actually I have on my iPhone. So today I'm going to cover the free apps, and tomorrow I'll cover the apps that cost between 99 cents and maybe $4.99. The first free app that I want to talk about is one called PixUp, P-I-X-U-P, by Nikolay Klimchuk. And this is a free application that allows you to upload your photos on your iPhone to either Facebook, Flickr, or Picasa. You can set title and tags, you can select the quality level of the images that you're uploading, and you can assign geolocation coordinates if your phone has the internal GPS. Another free app called MoPhoto by a company called FlexStore. And this program allows you to browse pictures from MySpace, from PhotoBucket, from Flickr, from Picasa. And you can either view them online so you're not downloading all these images to your phone, but if you find an image or two you like, you can save it right to your phone. So it's a kind of a nice app for discovering images and saving them to your phone. Exposure is another application that I had on my iPhone, although now it's called DarkSlide, and it's from a company called Connected Flow. And this free app allows you to browse photos from all areas of Flickr. You can see contacts, you can see the most recent uploaded images from your contacts, you can create favorites, and you can read and comment on other people's photos. And it will even allow you to play Flickr videos if there's an iPhone version of the Flickr video on Flickr. The Tag Show is another app I have on my iPhone from a company called Dove Valley Apps. And this free app allows you to view slideshows of public image feeds from Picasa, from Flickr, from Google Image Search. And you can even find images, or the best way to find images is based on tags. You type in, so let's say you're going away on vacation, you type in the Sedona, and up will come a slideshow of all images of Sedona based on the different websites that you ask it to scour or to search. And you can actually watch the slideshows while listening to music, which is really nice. You can pinch to zoom in on slides. You can even save images if you like them to your phone. You can email links to images to either to yourself or to other people to share the images that you've discovered. And other features, you can upload the images to iTunes or to Twinkle, and you can even view the original image page in Safari. So that is called the Tag Show. Another free program is called Flickit, and this is from Green Volcano Software. And this allows you to keep your Flickr photo stream up to date while you're on the road. You can actually upload multiple images at once to Flickr, to your Flickr account. So you can add from the library of images that you already have on the phone, or you can take new shots. You can batch upload multiple photos at once. You can even edit the Flickr metadata, such as title, description, and privacy options. You can assign and create tags. You can assign sets to the images, and you can tag them also with geolocation coordinates. So those are the free apps that I have on my iPhone, and I don't particularly use all of them every day. I use Flickit sometimes when I go to trade shows so I can upload booth images, and I use PhotoCalc, which isn't really free. It's $2.99, so I'm going to cover that one tomorrow. Those are the two most widely used apps I have on my iPhone, and there's a few others that I use here and there, and others just sit on my iPhone because I forgot why I downloaded them, or I just don't need their features all the time. So tomorrow I'm going to cover the paid apps that I have on my iPhone for photography. But please send me an email. My email address is Risman, R-I-S-M-A-N, at comcast.net. And send me any ideas that you have that you want me to cover in these audio booths. During the week, it's usually photography news from CameraTown. But on weekends, I have a lot more to talk about because there typically aren't press releases out there. So if you have subjects that you want me to discuss or something to look into and talk about in, let's say, 5 minutes or less, because I have a 5-minute max recording capability here in AudioBoo, let me know. Anyways, I will talk to you tomorrow. Have a great night, and I will talk to you then.